distant star. I see no reason to take me home. I am old enough to face the dawn.
Please make me a real boy. Someone who will love me and let me stay with you.
And what is your wish? David, I will do
anything. Please make me a real boy.
Someone I cannot make you a real boy.
Where am I? This looks like my house, but it is different.
Yes, it is different. But it's also your home. We read your mind, and it's all here. There's nothing too small that you didn't store for us to remember.
We read your mind.
We so want you to be happy.
And it's all
you are
here.
So important to us, David. You are unique in all the world.
So are you, Kill Radio
will
listener.
Will Mommy be coming home soon? Is she out shopping with Martin now?
David, she can never come home. Because 2,000 years have passed, and she is no longer living. Dearest David, when you are lonely, we can bring back other people from your time in the past.
Spooky.
If you can bring back other people.
Like my mom.
Why can't you bring back her?
Because we can only bring back people whose bodies we dig up from the ice. We need some physical sample of the person. Like a bone or a fingernail.
David?
Yes, Daddy.
Do
you remember when you cut some of Mommy's hair?
Henry shook me.
And you dropped her hair?
We're here! The final frontier!
Is my command.
Hey, Joe, what do you know?
Nothing much, David. What do you know?
So, we began a project. that would make it possible to recreate the living body of a person long dead from the DNA in a fragment of bone or mummified skin. We also wondered, would it be possible to retrieve a memory trace in resonance with a recreated body? And you know what we found? We found the very fabric of space-time itself appeared to store information about every event which had ever occurred in the past. The experiment was a failure. For those who were resurrected only lived through a single day of renewed life. When the resurrectees fell asleep on the night of their first new day, they died again. As soon as they became unconscious, their very existence faded away into darkness. So you see, David, the equations had shown that once an individual space-time pathway had been used, it could not be reused. If we bring your mother back now, it will only be for one day, and then you will never be able to see her again.
One day?
Maybe. Maybe she will be special. Maybe she will stay.
I thought this would be hard for you to understand. You were created to be so young.
Maybe the one day will be like that one day inside the amphibicopter. Maybe it will last forever.
David, you are the enduring memory of the human race. The most lasting proof of their genius. We only want for your happiness.
What did you say?
David,
oh, nothing. I'm on drugs.
You've had so little of that.
If you want for my happiness, then you know what you have to do.
Nothing. I'm on drugs.
Listen.
Maybe
can
the
you hear
one
that?
Day. One day inside the amphibicopter. Maybe it will last forever.
The new morning has come, David. You are the
enduring
of the human race. Go to her, David. She's just waking up this instant.
Here comes Dr. Love.
I'm a dreamer.
Don't wake up, anybody. Don't wake up.
David thought it was the happiest day of his life. All the problems seemed to have disappeared from his mommy's mind. There was no Henry. There was no Martin. There was no grief. There was only David. David had been warned not to explain anything to Monica, otherwise she would become frightened and everything would be spoiled. But David's journey home belonged only to him, so he didn't see the harm of painting her pictures of things she would have no memory of. David had never had a birthday party because David had never been born. So they baked a cake and lit some candles.
Now make a wish.
It came true.
By now, indeed, the windows were beginning to dim. David drew the shades without even needing to be asked. Was the everlasting moment he had been waiting for. And the moment had passed, for Monica was sound asleep. More than merely asleep. Should he shake her, she would never rouse. So David went to sleep too. And for the first time in his life, he went to that place where dreams are born.
see. Feel like I'm knocking on heaven's door.
The minor fall and the major lift, the baffled king composing hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
We have Your faith was strong, but you needed proof. You saw her bathing on the roof. Her beauty and the moonlight overthrew you. And she tied you to her kitchen chair. And she broke your throne and she cut your hair. And from your lips she drew the hallelujah. 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 Well, baby, I've been here before. I've seen this room and I've walked this floor. You know, I used to live alone before I knew you. And I've seen your flag on the marble arch. And love is not a victory march. It's a cold and it's a broken hallelujah. Hallelujah. There was a time when you let me know what's really going on below. But now you never show that to me, do you? But remember when I moved in you, and the holy dove was moving too, and every breath we drew is hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, it's not a cry that you hear at night. It's not somebody who's seen the light. It's a cold and it's a broken hallelujah. 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 Thank you.
U2, Jeff Buckley, Bob Dylan, Bergspiel, Law of Jude, Little Boy Who May or May Not Grow Up Soon, and a whole bunch of robots. That should just about take care of your robot fix for the weekend, so you can stay out of the cinemas where they would like your $14. This is Cody Wyoming, signing off on Friday the 11th. I'm going to give you some something, something, something till Pantuflas shows up to spin your afternoon around. Thanks for tuning in.